Hey friends, it's Tawny Thompson coming at you here from the Theater of the Mind Players with our playthrough of Delta Green from Arc Dream Publishing. Arc Dream did sponsor us this year, so thank you so much for that. Our music this time around was done by Exandroid again, and we're really enjoying the beats that she dropped for this one, and we hope you enjoy it too.
And we are back for Act 2 of Episode 4 of Delta Green, the T-Cell Tapes. When we last left our agents, they had just pulled up to Agent Halifax's farmhouse and discovered a strange glow pouring from the windows on the first floor.
I would like to roll to nope the fuck out of here.
I thought you were going to say that we were pulling up outside in his best friend's ride.
No.
Oh, boy. I think the first thing I do, I'm just going to look around at everyone. Like,
you almost killed Sarah with that, dude.
I nearly spit water on Brad's computer. I would have died.
It would have been a worthwhile death. A good way to go.
Yeah, but then Lord of the Board goes to jail, and that really hampers our efforts to keep the show going.
That's fair.
I mean, it'd be
we'd be sad that Sarah's dead.
Yeah,
he could also do it from the inside.
It would simultaneously kill 4 podcasts.
That's true. Yeah.
One spit take, all of it's screwed.
Okay, so I think as soon as we pull up, though, like, Dr. Mandel is like, has anybody ever seen anything like this?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Where? When? How?
Oh, I was out in this one place with some stuff. You know, it's smelling normal.
Have you seen Poltergeist?
Peyote?
Opium?
I'm lying. I was trying to make her feel better, but thanks for asking all the questions, guys.
I'm just going to say, I could tell you were lying. I'm really good at that.
I was trying to help.
If it makes you feel better,
I
saw it in a movie once.
Okay. Wow. That's, you know what? Let's act like I just never asked that question. How about that?
Yes. Thank you for wasting everyone's time.
Fair.
Fuck off, taxi. I don't think I was the one doing the wasting.
Wait. Are you making fun of me now?
I'm making fun of both of you.
I'm sensing hostility.
The glow subsides.
It hurt us. Whatever it is that's glowing, it hurt us.
The glow can't hear.
Well, apparently this one can.
Listen, I'm not saying it's aliens. But it's aliens.
Biologically, I have no idea what that was. We might want to go in and see if, like, there was a light from the house,
for a back door. Nervous. Like, Agent Halifax's recording sounded very
creepy.
Well, yes, but definitely a little agitated.
Jordan,
and if he's in some kind of state.
Are we in hazmat suits?
No.
Do I have a Geiger counter? Can I test for radiation?
I'm going to say, yeah. I feel like you are enough of an expert to have thought of bringing something like this. And you are detecting radiation.
Okay.
So like it's not like
click 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 click.
Yeah, good impression.
The Foley work is out of this world.
The finest. I feel like you're going to be nominated for best Geiger counter in a podcast
from Ennies next year.
Yeah.
Here's looking at you, Ennies.
Coming but it, you there,
you are detecting radiation. Not like, it's not like step outside and get roasted, but it's definitely right there.
Enough to be dangerous, probably? Or just hints?
I mean, any radiation like this is dangerous, but not right. like... But
well, I'm talking like Japan where the A-bomb is, and if you go into a certain region, it's like...
No, like, it's it's more than you would expect from a regular Kansas farmhouse, but it's not
Chernobyl.
Right.
Do we want to proceed with the expectation that this is somewhat related to the quarantine in this area?
I think that would be a safe bet.
Because if that's the case, we might want to suit up right now.
I am perfectly fine with suiting up. Very, very okay with
just that. So you are aware, by the time you suit up, it will be completely dark.
Oh, good. Oh, great. Perfect. Thanks, Rob. Fuck.
I'm fine with it.
Did we bring flashlights?
Yeah.
I will.
Okay, then I think it's worth it.
Great.
We brought a Geiger counter, but damn, we've got the flashlights.
I do think we should go around and see if there's a back door, though, and like just cover the exits as well.
What are we covering it for? Light?
In case he leaves. But if he's in there and he's agitated, we don't want him getting out of here.
We don't want him getting
not
cranky.
Only like spreading around whatever radiation he's got going on, or whatever disease he might be having, or whatever stories we're supposed to be keeping contained. All of the above, like, just would be really bad situation.
So was there, like, a long dirt road that led to this place? Like, is this, like, in the middle of nowhere, or are there houses and stuff close by that people can see?
There are definitely farms, uh-huh. but the closest thing probably is the auto wreck yard that's on the other side of the highway, but this is like a like two lane, you know, one direction that way, one coming and going kind of highway. Like it's mm-hmm. it's not in the middle of nowhere, but it's probably in the like outskirts of nowhere.
Yeah, gotcha.
like you could probably drive the bustling metropolis of Gove with 80 people is probably like a 20-minute drive.
So we're thinking Kenosha County.
Yeah, like I'm definitely drawing upon my memories of driving to Whitewater every weekend in the sort of experience that I'm going through here, and that's
Emerald Grove,
and that's relevant to like 4 out of the 5 people here. So I'll take that as a win. Sorry, Tony.
But the best time of year to do that drive. Sorry, that's a non sequitur, but
that's true.
So let's go, guys. Let's.
So you are all suiting up first.
Yep, cool. I'm making sure that they do it properly as well.
Checking us over.
Can I have everybody make an awareness check, please?
Oh yay! That's my favorite kind of check.
Alertness. Yes. Sorry.
Oh, that is
and just wow. throw me the yay or the nay.
So my alertness is 81.
Whoa.
Wow. Oh, no.
It's all you, Jordan.
Hey!
Oh, my God. I missed it by 5%.
Dice.
Cool. I missed it by one.
Swapping dice.
Welcome all right.
Club.
Okay, so everybody gains a fail check on that.
Great. Who's getting radiated, Rob?
All of
it's
us.
It's an awareness. It's just we don't see him sneak out the back.
No, so it's
he
not.
Come up behind us and hit
a hole
with a club.
In one of our suits.
We don't notice the fact that there's a friggin' shotgun in our faces.
No. You.
Space squid.
You get your stuff set up. And the sun finally sets. You've got your lights out, and it looks like there is a front door and a back door to this farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You see if there's a storm cellar or something like that, just to be safe. I don't think
just
there
about
is.
To ask that.
Do they have that? Oh yeah, actually there is like the double door storm cellar in the like on the side of the house.
Great. Awesome. Those things are so cool.
Like a tornado shelter type thing. Mm.
Can I check that first?
Yeah, you can certainly go into the basement in the dark.
I'd love to.
Is the light still coming out from up the ground floor?
No, when you were getting set up, you kind of saw flickers of it, but now that you're all suited up, it's completely dark in the farmhouse.
Yeah. It's just like space, just more gravity.
Depending on what planet you're on.
You pull open the doors to the shelter, and your beam casts its light through the dust particles down a flight of concrete steps into what looks to be a basement of some sort.
Can I assess the area? Is there anything out of the ordinary, or is it just like food and supplies? Is it like there's a boat down here?
Why would you put a boat in a cellar?
I don't know. People are weird.
You said out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Well,
Kansas
go ahead.
Is landlocked.
It could
go
be
ahead
a spaceship.
Give me
they have legs.
Go ahead, and there's an old Wisconsin Dells duck down here. And go ahead and give me a search roll, please.
Search is not good, but I did it. 12 what? Under what? 22.
What?
Awesome.
Huh. So, did you know that Kansas has 120,000 lakes?
Yeah.
A lot of lakes.
Mm-hmm. And that's not known as the land of the lakes?
That's what I was just thinking.
Midwest brain is just the same brain.
We're a hive mind.
Yep.
Jeez.
That's why we all say, ope.
Ope.
Oh, man.
I still don't have the ope instinct.
So, there are two things that you find that there are two things. I feel like the ope instinct maybe counteracts with your y'all and you haven't dropped that yet. So there's like,
see,
that's the only like RAM space that your brain has. So you do one or the other.
If I'm running in a video game,
y'all came out of nowhere. Yeah. So sorry.
Oh no, I'm fully admitted. What are we want all this cheese all of a sudden? From standing on the steps, are you going into the cellar or are you just scanning
I'm going in.
Okay. This was at one point an actual no shit bomb shelter. Like it's concrete, it's poured concrete down here. Like the stairs are concrete, the walls are concrete. Mm-hmm. And it looks like Halifax has been using it as some kind of pantry.
Okay.
Because the food, like the food, there's food stored down here, and it looks like he's done some trips to like Sam's Club and Costco and places like that. Like it's not like full prepper, like only dried, you know,
right, like
canned stuff
or
anything like that. But it's definitely like been used. The other thing that you find down here is an old break apart shotgun.
Do I need to detect traps, or can I pick it up?
I mean, if you want to give me what's your alertness?
My alertness is 60.
Yeah, this isn't booby trapped or anything. Like, I mean, this is also out in the middle of farm country. You're gonna trip over a shotgun every now and again.
Is there anything that I see worth taking?
Well, other than the shotgun, I mean, it's mostly like food items.
Okay, so no documents or anything?
No.
All right,
you have clicked every part of the picture and nothing else has come up.
I don't know how armed we all are, but I think I'll pass off the shotgun to Teaspoon.
I'm assuming that Teaspoon and Tidings have their service arms, rest of you do not.
Okay.
That's like the default, unless Miss Green hands out guns like candy and given what happened in Arizona, I think that she's maybe not going to do that anytime soon.
Can I check if it's loaded?
Yeah. It is broken open, so there are shells nearby that you can take and hand out.
Okay,
so,
yeah,
while Tax is doing that, is anybody else making a move into the main building, or are you waiting for him to scream? I mean, come back.
I was going to knock on the back door.
Yeah, I was going to go around by the back, and then I figured if Tidings and I split up, since we were the two armed people.
So is that saying, because I was thinking about going in the front if you guys are going to run back, otherwise I could head downstairs with Tony.
You go front, and then Tango and I will go run back.
Okay. I can also grab some cheese balls if y'all are peckish.
I'll half and half. I'll stay at the corner of the house so I can see the entrance to the storm doors and the front door with Tidings.
Okay.
Looking out for that dust in the wind.
Yep.
And I would think we would try to breach at the same time, if you will.
Tidings also doesn't really have a breach weapon. Like, his sniper rifle is more of a, like, I'm going to go set this up on the car.
Fair enough.
I got a pistol.
A club.
Yeah, he's got a pistol.
So. Okay. So, is it 1, 2, 3, then go? Or is it 1, 2, 3, and go?
I thought we were knocking first.
Oh, okay. There is no reply to the knock.
Okay. Then I walk. Then I move out of the way.
I've done my job. I'm gonna let the shooty people go.
I think we breach on go.
Okay. So 1, 2, 3.
Go, 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 go. Move, 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 move.
Boom. Door kicks in. Teams, sweep the inside. And the major thing that you find is on the couch. Laying on the couch.
Oh, no.
At first, like... So who is everybody going in except for Taxi or people hanging back?
I'm not going in until they say it's clear.
So Teaspoon and Tygains are in there? Okay. It's a mummy? Tight skin shriveled to the body lying on the couch? And completely motionless.
I wouldn't hope.
Can I poke it? It deflates.
No, it grabs your arm.
Ah! Oh. So it's like that dude in Seven. Great.
Trip! A little bit.
Trip!
I come through. I immediately check if it's...
alive?
Is it still holding Tidings? Like, do I need to shoot?
Yeah. Well, not like any like shoot I'm it. Gonna, not in a like I'm gonna eat you way, but in a like, but it's definitely got a grab on your hand, and it's.
I immediately start going into first aid.
Okay, go ahead and give me a first aid roll there.
Trip. I'm assuming this is Agent Halifax.
That's also probably what I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll actually say his name, like, Halifax, is that you?
Yeah. I got a 24 under 82.
Nice.
Okay. So you, what was your roll? I'm sorry,
24 under 82.
Okay. So, what happens is, Halifax is able to say something. Lomax! Lomax! And the third time he says L, his tongue falls out of his
mouth. Why would... Why?
Everybody give me a sanity check, please.
Even me?
I don't know, are you up there or are you eating cheese balls?
I'm eating cheese balls.
You probably hear us trying to vomit.
This is
That's not a pleasant noise.
I can't hear you over the cheesy crunch.
Taxi's like, I don't. Oh, hey.
Yeah. Oh, wait, there was radiation here. Whatever.
Ah, shit, fuckers.
All right. Teaspoon.
Looks like Tawny's the only winner of that contest.
I rolled a 24. All right. I swapped dice, y'all.
Well, that was
I rolled under my max sanity, but not under my current.
Yeah, that's...
I didn't roll under either. Yay!
Okay. Either.
Did anybody of you get a critical?
No.
All right. So, Trip, go ahead and lose one. Tango, go ahead and lose one.
Wow.
Now, remember, you can pull these out of your bonds as well, too. And Tidings, you're going to lose two. I'm guessing that's probably because the tongue fell out, like, on your feet.
Oh, God, do you have any idea how large human tongues are? Oh!
Well, this is just, like, the first, like, the mouth part, not, like, the whole.
Yeah, that's still a lot.
Well...
Like, tongues are huge. It's all in your mouth. It's one of the biggest muscles. You know, I'm done.
I have bad news, guys. Loss of tongue is not a symptom of anthrax.
You know, golly, thanks for that. I was definitely assuming this entire time that anthrax was the powerhouse of the tongue.
Halifax rolls like he sees his tongue go and is and kind of does like a I should get that and tips forward onto the floor.
Okay.
Oh, do you want to try to grab him?
I was gonna grab his wrist like as it reached out and bring it back into his chest to get him to stay where he is.
Okay.
Because moving is not a good thing to do when you've just been mummified.
Alive.
Yeah.
Or
go ahead and give me a strength test here.
Cool, I'm really good at that.
So that's good. So whatever your strength rating, whatever your strength characteristic is, what is it?
50.
Okay, yeah. So
well, my strength score is 10 times 5 is 50.
That's you're correct.
Okay. 46.
Hey!
Oh, good! That means that he doesn't actually fall on top of you.
Okay, good. That's good.
But when you grab,
the first time.
When you grab his arm, his skin sheds like dry paper.
Nope.
Like paper.
I compartmentalize and just press him down, like, put my hand against his forehead and just say, calm down.
And he takes one breath, two breaths, and that's as much as he gets out before he dies.
Fuck.
I
start examining him immediately. I take a sample.
Okay.
And look for any, like, lacerations or swelling or, like, sores that he might have or anything like that.
Okay.
I'd probably put his tongue in a bag. It's already off.
Tango remembered we're in hazmat suits, so if I vomit, it's going to be inside of the suit unless I take it off.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Pretty sure he was past the point of no return before we got here.
Yep.
I hate to say this, y'all, but I think we need to dispose of this body so that no one else finds it.
And
after
clean it down.
You're done with your
fuck you,
inspection
Ethan.
Trip.
Are you dry heaving? Are you dry heaving, Tango?
Oh, probably. Yeah. Like,
as soon as I hear it, I say, "Get outside! Get outside!"
All right.
I'm a sympathetic vomiter. Get outside.
Helmet off and I let loose.
Yeah.
So, we're going to split focus. Let's stay with Teaspoon, Trip, and Tidings inside the farmhouse.
Tango's on the back porch vomiting.
trip, how long do you think this is going to take you? I am not comfortable with this body right now, and I think we need to dispose of it as soon as possible.
We do. Just let me take a few samples and do a preliminary autopsy just to check out how things are. I'll be as quick as I can. And I start going at it.
Okay. Give me... What's your forensics skill?
61.
Okay. Go ahead. Well, nothing. You do not detect anything like lacerations or or anything like anything related to anthrax at all. But like you're kind of sitting there going like it. Something just sucked the life out of this guy, like
burning and sucking.
I've just sucked away the next year of your life.
Right.
Now, please.
So, like, are all of his internal... I mean, obviously, I'm not there, but I'm asking this question because I'm genuinely curious, and I'm going to ask it. So, like, are all of his organs just, like, shrunk?
Like, dry,
yes, actually.
Hypnopic jars.
Okay. Like a raisin.
So, he's had moisture removed, basically, right? Mm-hmm.
Well,
moisture hydrated.
But also, there's definitely, like... extreme dehydration, like
burn tissue,
like if you had to guess, or like if somebody would have like pulled this drawer open and be like, what did this guy die of, you probably would have looked and were like, I don't know, maybe he jumped in the cooling tank for a nuclear reactor, like that's the closest that you're able to get right now.
Okay.
Before, without actually like cracking him open and doing a full study, which
do you want to put him under the knife here?
She doesn't have the kind of like kit to really do a good, like you would have to take him to the morgue or even like a vet or something. Yeah. Right. Well, they probably don't have autopsy materials there either.
And forceps and the whatever they're called that pries open
chest
bones.
Crackers.
Yeah. Do you want to do you want to jump right into the autopsy game again?
Oh boy.
Really get in there so you can pull the organs apart.
Put your face in right here.
Did you know that everybody's a little bit different inside? You really don't know what you're gonna find once you get somebody opened up.
Yep.
I
took a few of those classes in my doctorates, and we're good. Tacos good out here. We do.
Sorry, sorry if that squicked anybody. I try not to do that off the cuff.
Hey, I just had somebody's tongue fall out. So
it's same with like a lot of dead animals in the forest. You can see like five different raccoons, but they're all going to look a little different on the inside because somebody ate a couple of the organs or something. I mean, a thing. I don't mean one because people don't do that. I mean,
So we cut to...
I'm going to go vomit again.
Well, no. We actually cut back to Taxi and Tango out out front. Go ahead. This is going to be weird, but I'm going to ask you to do it. Can you give me a con check?
Her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yay! I got a 33.
Oh, wow! So you actually handled your stuff. You didn't actually like throw up. like you got like as soon as you got the thing off and got some like fresh air going, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
So
if she
crit success, does that mean she like found a Tums on her or something?
Was in the hazmat pocket. That's weird.
I don't think I would eat hazmat pocket anything.
On the inside.
I would at least once. Just once.
Just once.
No, that's it.
Not outside pockets.
That's a fair point, Tawny. I do not think I would eat hazmat pocket anything either.
Nothing. No things.
I feel like that's a poll that I should throw up on our Twitter. Like, would you
eat a woman
out of a hazmat pocket?
as a woman, I'm very excited about pockets in general. Not so much for a hazmat suit. I'd have to pass on hazmat suit pockets.
I'm pretty positive hazmat suits don't really have pockets because that's more area
that seems,
for contaminants to go into.
Yeah.
Pants that has pockets.
Yeah. No.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, hazmats might have their own 5-second rule or something.
No.
So, Tango and Taxi, you see a pair of headlights on the highway. And as it as the vehicle gets closer, your taxi, you recognize it as a National Guard vehicle.
Okay.
Ooh.
So okay.
It's coming down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what I do is I think I take the shotgun that I have and I walk over to our vehicle and I just toss it in the back because I don't want to be holding it.
Okay. I thought you were going to, like, threaten them.
No.
Yeah, let's threaten the guys in the Hummer. That's a great idea.
I didn't load it or anything, so I have the ammo. I put the ammo with it. And I'm just waiting out front to greet them.
Okay.
I'll be out there looking friendly.
Okay. This is why it was important to see whether or not you had just horked. So I think the three of you, the three inside the house, you know, feel that sweep of the headlights, and you glance out the window to see Taxi and Tango moving towards the...
I straight up, as soon as I see the headlights, I look at Tidings and Trip, and I'm like, hey guys, I'm going to go do the talking thing now that I do.
Tidings, we should probably start getting this out of here.
Do you want to move it? Like, where are we going to...
We should burn it.
At least put it in the tree cover behind us.
Y'all go out the back. I'll go handle this.
Out front.
Oh, God.
The two... National Guard guy. There are two National Guardsmen that get out of either side of the vehicle, and they, you know, say, "Evening, folks. What's going on?" And they're sharing like, "What? This was not what we were expecting." Glances with each other.
We got a call about unusual radiation levels here.
Yeah, we're visiting. The guy who's been staying here. He's one of our buddies. So. Yeah.
Unusual radiation?
Yeah, just a little elevated. Nothing like Chernobyl.
Shit, but, Parker, get that Geiger counter.
And, how long does it take me to get out there?
You get out just as Parker comes back out of the Hummer with a Geiger counter. And yeah.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to vacate the premises by orders of the CDC.
Are you a doctor?
Yes.
Not a lie.
I'm a double doctor.
The best kind of right is technically right.
I didn't lie either because I
okay.
Can't roll that.
Actually, I want you guys to roll that. I want Taxi and Tango to go ahead and roll their persuade and tell me if you succeed or fail, because that's going to determine if there is a difficulty for Mandel. Okay. So that's actually going to cancel out, so you're just going to roll your straight persuade.
Nice. I just rolled a crit success.
Okay.
I rolled an 11.
All right.
And I've like straight up put on like the serious bureaucrat.
Oh yeah, no, you've this is not hard for you.
No.
I will slowly move behind her.
Like radiation, seriously? Yeah. Parker, you and Parker's like, dude, like We've been wanting to use this thing ever since we got deployed here, and it's going off, okay?
Well, gentlemen, you've used it now. You may want to leave.
Like, Wolf, come on, Wolfie. They're doing some shit. Well, and Parker's like, well, do we call the Castle Rock guys?
No. I'm telling you right now, it is unsafe for you to be on these premises, gentlemen. Please.
Okay.
Leave.
Okay. Okay.
The
okay.
We will handle it.
All right. Yeah. Absolutely right. Have a good night, man. Shit. We don't have to.
Can I get your badge numbers, please? Also, I need to check in on you later.
Well, I'm.
Badge
numbers. Yeah, they have badge numbers, okay, but.
Whatever. Your identification numbers.
Yeah. Well, I'm Parker. This is Wolf. We're part of the Kansas National Guard. And he gives you the relevant information. I don't know that off the top of my head.
And your CO, please. Sorry, I'm just really playing this.
Well,
Smith.
Sergeant Major Bania.
Sergeant Major Bania.
this is interesting. So Parker says Sergeant Major Bania, and Wolf says, yeah, but the Castle Rock guys are kind of running the show.
We're well aware of that.
So wouldn't that Wilson guy be the?
No.
Wouldn't he be the? Well,
look. I mean, Doc, you know how it is with the way that this thing has been run, right? Like, we're here to keep everybody out, but like,
the Castle Rock guys are the ones who are running the show.
I am very well aware of the Castle Rock guys. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I do appreciate your information, and really, seriously, though, truly, it's very much not safe. You're not suited up properly.
Okay, we're going. We just wanted to check in on we were told to check in on everybody here, and all right, fine, whatever. And they hop in the Humvee, pull out, and zoom away.
Oh, boy, that sucked. Okay. Yep, we're good now.
If it's so dangerous, why are we here?
That was a lie.
I was lying.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dang. However, put your helmet back on, though, because you don't want to be around that body, though.
No, I don't.
There's a body?
Yeah.
Yeah, Agent Tripp and I will be bringing it back around.
We were there, and he was on the couch, and I was like, Halifax, and he was like, and then all he was all like, la, 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 and like his tongue just came out.
Where are you disposing of the body? Because I'm assuming you are still doing Operation Burn It with Fire.
Yeah.
Backyard?
Yeah.
We could just put it back in the barn and light the barn on fire.
That's a lot of insurance issues.
Like, in the danger of it spreading?
I think that would bring the player.
So this is actually just a farmhouse. The barn has long since been knocked down. Like,
and I don't want to draw attention. We don't.
Not really. Nor is there an outhouse.
Damn it! That was
there is a lot of open. Basically, there is a lot of open space.
There is a concrete storm cellar, which
between the house and the wheat field in the back.
So we should probably really burn it up, bonfire it, make a pyre. Mm-hmm.
Dig it down, burn it
like,
ground.
Like Vader. Yeah.
We cut to the bonfire.
Found some
in the reflection of the flames, tidings.
Yeah.
The wheat field out back. You think you see a trail. Like the bio, like a strange bioluminescence that's drifted along the top of the stalks of wheat that are blowing in the fall wind. leading away from the farmhouse.
I think the light's headed our way.
I'm sorry, pardon?
There seems to be a glow coming from the field.
Towards us?
I'm not sure. But it's definitely over there.
Do we have at least one pair of binoculars?
Sure.
Can I peer through them? And
sure.
Yeah.
What is your alertness?
60.
You see the strange glow, as if whatever was causing the glow in the house had run along the tops of the stalks of wheat. But more importantly, on the horizon, you see another glow, but this one definitely man-made, as if somebody had set up a bunch of lights to illuminate an area.
Oh god, it's a bunch of fucking teenagers having a fucking party.
No, oh wait. So does it look similar to the glow we would get off of the junkyard?
Circles?
Similar. It's basically somebody has set up a bunch of high-powered lights somewhere off in the distance.
Sort of like a lamplight symphony?
Is there a third area, like, in between them that has lights similarly?
No.
Okay.
It mentions so Castle Rock. Isn't that a Merc type defensive contractor company?
Yes. For those of you, actually, Mandel, you have bureaucracy.
I have 70 in bureaucracy, yes.
Castle Rock is not only a private military contractor, it also has extensive connections to March Technologies.
Great.
That could be their setup.
And they mentioned Wilson.
Wilson.
Did you... Taxi, I forget. Did you tell us about
Woodrow?
Your conversation with Woodrow?
Yeah, I mean, we never got around to it, but I had his cup, you know? And I was going to do...
Right. So what if
nothing ever came
Wilson?
Back from that, by the way.
Oh, okay, nothing.
Which was weird.
What if it's the same Wilson?
It could be, but that seems like a really rough way to use your real name and your code name.
Light, does the word Lomax mean anything, anyone?
Was that Lomax? L-O-M-A-X sounding, Rob?
Was it low backs? Like,
you want to give me? You want to give me an alertness check there, Trip?
Rude.
I don't want to do that, but I will.
Or give me an intelligence check. Everybody can do that.
Okay.
Okay, that's better. That's under 75. My alertness.
Exactly.
14.
Well, anybody who made the intelligence check is fairly certain it was Lomax. L-O-M-A-X.
Okay.
Lomax.
Does that phrase mean anything to anybody?
Well, it rhymes with anthrax.
Obviously, the thing is a poet.
Write it down. It's a poet. Write it down.
A poet, and he didn't even know it.
Ugh. Does anybody have survival as a skill?
I do.
No. Yes, okay. I do.
What percentages do you have?
30.
So you said 30?
Yeah. 50.
Okay. Well, Tango, because you're a nerd.
Yeah.
You were reviewing more like local satellite images and things like that. And not that far from here, there is a farm that was owned by the Lomax family.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Great.
Do we think it might could be towards that light?
Next stop?
No. Well, like, if the light is this way, the Lomax farm is more over this way.
So, like, a 45-degree angle to the different...
Yeah.
The next direction? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do about this light, y'all?
We didn't see anything through binoculars.
Nothing strange out of the weird coloration of the wheat field.
Okay, then my 2 cents worth would be to go to a house, go to see Lomax.
Yeah, I mean,
that makes sense to me.
Yeah, we've got the clue for Lomax, so... And we know we can come back here because they've got the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if that is Castle Rock and it takes them out, that may make it easier for us. It's a bit of a rough way to think about it, but less people poking around.
So sometimes you got to fight fire with fire.
Are we just leaving the glow unattended?
There's no glow anymore.
Oh, there isn't?
No, there hasn't been a glow since we got to the house.
Well, it was glowing through
the field. It was
field.
In the field.
I thought I was looking through binoculars at it.
Those are lights.
Well, there are actual lights on the horizon, and then there was a glow on the wheat fields, but it seemed more residual as opposed to active.
Gotcha.
So like a snail trail that happens to glow?
A little bit, yeah.
That would be awesome.
So you're heading to the Lomax farm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Back in the SUV, you head along the highway after Tango punches in the sort of the vague GPS coordinates of where the old farm is. But as you turn onto another highway to get there, you see in the horizon a blockaded road. It's two military-style vehicles, pulled up, Mandel, you definitely recognize, like, it's not like Humvees, it's black SUVs like the one that you're in, and there are armed individuals guarding it that definitely match what you remember of what a Castle Rock personnel look like.
Guys, this is definitely Castle Rock.
Like, their vehicles are not marked, but they are wearing kind of the tactical turtlenecks, and cool. And they've got some machine guns. Yeah.
So if it's mainly farmland around us, can we just flip off our headlights and drive through the field around in a wide arc?
You read my mind, Ethan!
But they have seen us coming up if we could see them?
No. Like, I'm assuming that as soon as you saw that, you were kind of like, wait, no, back up, behind the...
Okay, I think that's cool.
Billboard, if you will.
You are, you are confident enough to not be like, let's stand in the middle of the road and see if the bad guys see us.
Just trying to stay out of trouble.
Haven, are you the bad guys? we're just making sure. Thanks.
Okay, so who is driving with through the fields with their lights off?
The car was set to me earlier, so I could fail this role.
You also came up with the idea. So.
We want to roll with it again?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go ahead and say I need to be alive.
I feel like this might be the one that whoever has the highest drive skill is probably the one you want behind the wheel here.
Don't we all have 20?
Yeah, we all have 20. Oh,
Tawny has the highest.
I 21 because I failed that one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I.
So they're trusting the person who was behind the wheel the last time that things went horribly wrong. I love it. Or are they? Or are you like, no. Are you all a little...
We could
just
walk.
We each get to fail once.
Fuck it.
We could walk. It'll take longer if
Let's
we
try
walk.
It. Let's just fuck it. Let's try it.
Let's do it.
Oh God.
Teaspoon like strips off the sweater she was wearing. Yeah. Like, okay.
Gotta do this. Get pumped up to drive.
I put on my seatbelt.
Really so
yeah,
do I.
Also seatbelt.
I'm gonna do these dice. These dice look like they're gonna serve me better.
Oh, fuck, we're screwed.
Sending you good vibes.
No.
No.
No, I
do any of us
six.
Oh God.
Now you'll have 22, Tawny.
You mean 20? Yeah, yeah, I will. Later.
So
we'll get you there.
Do any of us have our license? Like,
no. Well, yeah, it's assumed that like I'm not going to make you roll to drive like on the highway, like, but off roading with your lights off through a cornfield, that's going to require that's going to at least require a roll. Okay.
All right. If you say so.
I mean, in four-wheel drive.
I have definitely never driven an SUV with the lights off through a cornfield ever before in my life. So yes, I don't know what you're talking about.
But Sarah, I would also argue that you have more points in drive auto than probably everybody else character combined in real life.
Yeah, right.
So,
do we hit an alien?
No, but. Your
cow.
But your no your well your vehicle gets stuck. Like you hit a muddy patch and
yeah,
it's
I think T-Spinner's just like, all right guys, we got this, and then
well no, you don't you do get closer to the farm, but at some point you get the car stuck.
Do we get out and push?
Definitely.
No,
like,
we get out and walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's gonna be stuck here, and Miss Green is probably gonna have to pay the deposit for them to get a tow truck out.
Okay, so
I did that with my work truck once. It was
are really we leaving? Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Listen,
I'm shocked to hear that. Next thing you know, you'll tell me about all the traffic accidents that you've had over the years. No, this is only a 3-hour show, so we can't do that.
I haven't had an incident in, like, at least a year.
That's good, Sarah. I'm proud of you. Are we carrying our stuff with us, or are we leaving it here?
Yeah, we got backpacks. We can do this.
Did we take off the hazmat suits to get in a car?
Yes.
Probably. Yeah.
I would have had us re-disinfect them. So they've been in a disinfectant solution for when we need them next.
If you are... So, if you carry the suits or wear them, that is going to slow you down tremendously.
Well, we were fine at the other one.
But we were also wearing the suits.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Okay, let's think about
it. Well, we drove halfway, at least. Like,
let's get up to the farm and, like, take a look, and if we have to come back for the suits, like, so be it.
Okay. That would, like, triple the time.
Yeah, well.
But it might make the time a lot faster.
Mm-hmm. All right. We could either triple it or cut it in half.
Okay, everybody give me a constitution check.
Oh, God.
Because you are traveling over, you know, rough terrain. And,
oh, okay.
And, you know, pushing through.
Fuck off.
I helped taxi, apparently.
I crit failed.
Oh.
Ooh. Sprain your ankle.
Great. You break something. Lovely.
I rolled a 66.
Jesus Christ.
Man, you...
Brad's laughing at me. Stop it, Brad.
You guys gotta hit the gym more.
Jordan, I'm having a hard time seeing your thumb.
Yeah, it blends into the wall.
Why I purposely move it over here.
Okay, everybody who failed, mm-hmm. Go ahead and lose 2 willpower points because you are exhausted. Okay. Dr. Mandel will get to you in a moment.
Oh, good.
Hey, how do we get willpower points back?
You should have recovered them naturally. So you should be at max. But
do
now
I
you're down
to. Do I
still
take the 2 or is
yes.
it
well, I'm not.
Worse?
I'm not. I oh. succeeded.
It'll be worse. It just won't necessarily
be as well.
Yeah.
Great. In addition to fuck.
you're like, still recovering. Okay?
Break a fucking ankle or something.
Well, what happens is you actually kind
of... The idea of knitting didn't help.
You get, like, because you're still recovering, like you find yourself out of breath way faster than you expected. Like, and they sort of drift ahead of you, and you're kind of doing like, guys, and soon you are by yourself in the cornfield. Or in the wheat field, sorry. The corn wheat Chex Mix.
I'm having flashbacks to Children of the Corn.
Teaspoon's just like, I'm sorry about the car, you guys. Please, just come back.
Oh, no.
The rest of you.
Don't forget about me.
It's easy to find the Lomax farm. Because there comes a point where you come out of the field that you're trekking through, and everything is dead.
Wait, dead?
All of the stalks are flopped on the ground. There are trees that are completely stripped of their leaves. it feels like you stepped out of the field into a winter scene, because there's ash on the ground that you think maybe once was plant matter, and the only remnants of the Lomax farm are a burnt farmhouse and an old well. And something strange clearly happened here, because it feels like you stepped out of the fields into a black and white movie.
So does it, crash site?
Is it in a shape like a bomb went off or something? Like, is it circular or
a meteor hit?
There is a peculiar shape about it, but there's no like impact crater or anything like that. If there was something that hit like that taxi, you'd be certain that there would have to be some kind of obvious like, oh, it started there,
right?
But instead, it just seems like this strange phenomenon started at the farm and spread out.
Does this look like anything I've seen in any of the forests?
No.
Or like anything, like archaeologically speaking,
this is nothing natural that you have ever seen or read about.
Not even like a Mount Vesuvius type thing, or Mount St. Helens. Okay.
So I kind of really want to go back for the hazmat suits.
That was going to be my thing that I was about to ask. Are hazmat suits protective against radiation?
Can I whip out the Geiger again?
The meter is clicking at a much higher pace.
Okay. Yeah, we should head back to the car.
As you turn around to go back to the car...
Oh, no.
You see Dr. Mandel.
Protective suits do keep radioactive isotopes out of your body, but they cannot shield you against ionizing radiation.
The more you Wikipedia.
I'm glad you were looking that up as the question was spinning in my mind. I appreciate that, Ty.
Dr. Mandel walks out of the wheat field with her hands on her head.
Ah, fuck.
With a pair of Castle Rock soldiers behind her, guns pointed at her back. And that is where we will end our second act of Killer Out of Space. We will return with Act 3 to see how our agents get out of this one.
Side note, look at those guns. Tony be
Boo
working out.
Boo this man. Boo this man.
We'll be back in just a few minutes to wrap up this spooky story. God.
Welcome back, and thanks so much for joining us for Delta Green from Arc Dream Publishing. This is going to close out all of our series for 2020. Please do keep an eye out for news on our plans for the upcoming Gamehole Con, which will all be done virtually. So keep an eye out for what we're going to do for that, and feel free to join us live once we've got that up and coming. Otherwise, thanks so much for joining us this year, and we'll see you next year with an all-new slate of games.
For Theater of the Mind Players, this is...
Ethan Eichstedt Anderson.
Jordan Fishburne.
Sarah Babe.
Tony Cheek.
Connie P. Thompson.
And, of course, our Lord of the Board...
Brad Davies.
From all of us here at Theater of the Mind Players, I'd like to remind you, it's just a game. I should really just relax.